Marina Debris, people who don't already know your work from Sculpture by the Sea would have come across some of your fabulous fashion creations, which are all crafted from marine plastic debris that you've picked up off the beach. I know you've been conscripted into providing a trash and show event for the gala dinner of the Beyond Plastic Pollution Pathways to Cleaner Oceans Conference, which is going to open in Darling Harbour at Cockle Bay Dockside, 30th of October till 1st of November. And people can, in fact, buy tickets to both the 2.5-day conference and also the gala dinner. I understand you are going to spend most of next week getting ready for Sculpture by the Sea.
This is my third time in Sculpture by the Sea, but the second time that I'm doing a sculptural piece, or interactive, actually. The last time I did a fashion show.
That's right. The Sculpture by the Sea piece is an interactive monument of some kind.
It's called Inconvenience Store. It is audience participation. I'll be at Marks Park from the 19th of October to the 5th of November.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, it's one of our favourite things on the calendar each year. You're a bit of an ocean lover, aren't you?
I am. Plastic pollution, that is one of the biggest culprits. And I've been collecting, well, I lived in Los Angeles for 16 years, so a lot of my collections from there. But I've been back in Australia for 2.5 years, and I have a room full, which you have seen, of trash just from local beaches.
It's a kind of extraordinary what gets washed up, isn't it?
I did a show for the opening of Washed Ashore, which is a woman named Angeline Hazeltine, who builds giant sculptures of sea creatures out of marine pollution. And her work tours all over the country, the U.S. anyway.
Your work has been exhibited all over the world, and one of the things about it is the costumes that you make from all this debris that you pick up are really beautiful, but also they're quite macabre and scary if you take a second look. I noticed on one of the pieces that often takes an airing, the front of it's actually made from a baby's diaper that someone tossed in the ocean. I hear that particular part of that costume, people have actually questioned why you didn't wash it first before you sewed it into the garment. I'm sure you've got a very good reason for that.
Yeah, I absolutely am against washing anything. And if anything, because I want to deliver a message about all of the waste that we are creating. And I feel like if I clean it, it just glorifies it and makes it look palatable, and it really isn't palatable. I mean, can be quite smelly and quite, you know, hard to look at. The diapers, for instance, though, they have grown a lot of sea life all over them. So, you know, I don't know if your audience might be picturing nappies that are, you know, covered in, can I say poo?
Yeah, you can say it.
And they're not.
And they're not. They've actually been in the water long enough to have transformed
it
into something else.
So all the poo is in the water, and that's what we're swimming in.
Oh, that's so much better to know. So the gala dinner, what will that be? A sort of 10-minute fashion, trash and expose with some top models?
That's right. Your own Laura Wells.
Famous model who...
incredible ocean advocate. Very active in the issue. And a lot of other really wonderful models. And I just say that all the models that have worked for me over the years always do it pro bono. And, you know, they do it a lot for the issue. So,
well, so do you, Marina.
Yeah,
a lot of the time.
Well, this is my obsession, so that's a bit of a different story. But I just want to give them hands up for doing that, and the hair and makeup people as well.
Mm.
and I really couldn't do it without them.
No, it'll be, I mean, it's going to be a stunning night. Wendy Harmer is the MC of the gala dinner. They've got the War on Waste from the ABC team there giving a presentation. I believe Captain Paul Watson from Sea Shepherd will be Skyping in at some point. There's going to be your beautiful trash and parade, beautiful but confronting, kind of spectral and sometimes macabre sauntering of models down the catwalk in these creations. And, it should be really fantastic evening. So if you don't get along to that, you can catch Marina's work at Sculpture by the Sea. So thanks for joining us today, Marina, and just giving us a little bit of an update. I guess you've got to go back to your plastic debris workshop and start weaving and sewing and twisting and turning.
That's right. I have a little setup here. Thank you very much.
All right. Lovely to talk to you.
Speak to you soon.
Yeah, bye. Speak to you soon.